I spoke to a member of the HSE and I asked them if they could actually put more permanent structures in place as to boarding it up, because it's timber hoarding up there and some of it has actually come down. And I've stated them that there's a chance of the same thing happening, and I wouldn't want to see anybody hurt it because of the actual size of the premises. To try and get somebody out of that premises if they were up on the second floor in relation to being a fire brigade, it would be nearly impossible. If there's a fire started on the first floor and went through the second floor, it could be serious, you know. And it's still in the same situation, even though there was a fire last night. There is only one room burned, and there's still another 10 rooms that could be burned, you know, and that needs to be sorted out sooner rather than later.
You're understood to guess the HSE intend putting it on the market very soon.
At that time that I spoke to the person, they said that they were planning to put it on the market in the month of September, you know, and I stated at that point, I said it mightn't be there in the month of September the way things are going, like, but, you know, who knows what'll happen now with the fire? They might take me serious.
You now have quite serious safety concerns about the building. You'd be urging people to stay well away and to take great care around this area.
I would. There's a few buildings within the town that are derelict, you know, and I'd be urging people that when they are not in the building to actually put better structures in place to prevent anybody getting into the premises.